Our sermon today is based on a reading from Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 7. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him.' This is my message for you." Maybe you saw that Facebook post I made a couple of weeks ago. It said, "Don't you love it when the Holy Spirit gifts you with a new, fun, exciting sermon series?" This was way back on March 1st, mind you. See, I was on my way to church, and I was listening to a program on the radio featuring Broadway show tunes. The song that played had a line that said something like, "Jonah in the whale and Noah in the ark." I thought, that's interesting. They were both stuck. Stuck! Wouldn't that be a wonderful sermon series? I wonder who else in the Bible got stuck somewhere. I thought about Jeremiah, my favorite prophet, who was stuck in a well, and Paul, who got stuck in jail. This was well before the coronavirus hit and before we were all asked to shelter in place, and all of a sudden we were all stuck at home. On Good Friday, Jesus' followers stuck him in a tomb and rolled the stone in front of it to seal it and said, "Well, that's that. It's over and done. Finished. Pack up and go home. Jesus is dead. He's stuck in that tomb and he'll never get out. Now we have to find a new way and a new reason for living. Everything is a disaster." That's common thinking when you're stuck. You can't see very far into the future. It's all dark and stark and not worth making the effort to get there. You have tunnel vision. All you can concentrate on is whatever is closing in on you, choking you, suffocating you, entombing you, blocking out hope and light and sometimes even reason. You can barely believe things will ever get any better, that the coronavirus will dissipate, that people will start getting better, that the quarantine mandate will be lifted and you can get out and about again and you won't be stuck inside anymore. It's like being in a tomb. There is no way out. Once you're in there and you will never get out. And that big rock rolled over the front of the tomb means it's doubly impossible to get out. Perhaps while looking sadly over their shoulders, the disciples left Jesus and Joseph of Arimathea's new tomb, their hearts as heavy as the stone they had rolled across the entrance to seal Jesus in. Inside that tomb was their leader, the Lord they had followed these past 3 years, the teacher they had listened to and learned from and loved. He had been cruelly killed, crucified, and now he was as dead could be. All their hopes and dreams were inside that tomb, too. Their future and their faith were as dead could be as well. The disciples were stuck with nowhere to go, no one to follow, no one to encourage and lead them. They were stuck in a rut, and they could see no way out. Yes, that was the Friday feeling. It was all over now, and there was nothing anyone could do about it. Ah, but little did they know that it wasn't all over. It was just beginning. For on the glorious Sunday morning we call Easter, the world became unstuck and was made new when Jesus Christ struck a death blow to death and rose from the dead. With unimaginable power and infinite love, God raised Jesus back to life, just as Jesus had often told his disciples what would happen. Apparently that promise had not stuck in their heads. It was impossible. That sort of thing never happened, so there was no use dwelling on it or imagining it or even believing in it. The disciples were stuck in their own narrow mindset of what could be and what would be, and a risen, resurrected Jesus just was not on their radar. But it did happen. They stuck Jesus in the tomb, but Jesus was not stuck in that tomb. Death and darkness could not hold him. A massive stone covering the entrance to the tomb could not hold him in. Christ, the power and the promise of God, was set free for all eternity. He was not stuck, and we are not stuck either. Jesus Christ came so we could all get unstuck. We don't have to be stuck in a rut, stuck in a less than pristine past or less than promising present, stuck in outmoded ideas, including the idea that God is full of vengeance, just waiting to zap you for taking one wrong step, stuck in dead-end relationships, stuck in others' perception of what you should be and what you should do. No, we are not stuck. Because Jesus lives, we can face tomorrow, and it's a better and brighter tomorrow because he lives. They stuck him in a tomb, but he didn't stay stuck. Jesus rose, never to die again. Jesus rose so that we never get stuck again. He died that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He will not be stuck anywhere he cannot get out of, and neither will we. Made like him we rise. Ours the cross, the grave, the skies, and we are not stuck. Thanks be to God. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.